Welcome to DanielsWindow.org, where we watch and pray. What are we watching for? We're watching for the kingdom of this world to be made into the kingdoms of God, for Jesus is going to inherit those kingdoms. We're watching for the temptations of the devil. Jesus told the disciples, get up, can't you watch and pray? Because, you know, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. And while you're asleep, the devil's not sleeping. He's setting up traps. So we need to watch and pray. We need to pray. You know, many times we're tired and we try to get 8 hours of sleep and we wake up and we're still falling to the deceitfulness of Satan and his tricks, because many times we're tired in spirit. And if we're tired in spirit, you know, getting 8, 10, 12 hours a weekend or a vacation is not going to fix that. The only thing that's going to be fixing the tired in spirit is allow God to empower us, and that only happens in prayer. So this one's found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 through 17. It's a short prayer, but it's a very good one. It says, now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word. So he's kind of set this up. So this is a setup. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, the Father and Son, who has loved us, so they love us, and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace. And here's the prayer. And comfort, good grace, comfort, and strength, strengthen your hearts. So comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word. So this is the prayer, that the good hope of by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word. So there are several things. We need grace. You know, of course, he's telling us we got the grace. There's no other way besides grace, but comfort and strengthen. We need a heart that's comforted and strength, because that's two different things. It's kind of like, you know, the church grew in the book of Acts because they had the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. You need two things to grow. You need to be in fear or be in awe of who God is, but you also need, you know, the comfort, lest you be going into legalism and you know, and to the law. So when you're praying for somebody, God, give them comfort of the Holy Spirit and strengthen their hearts in every good work and also in every good word. So we need comfort and we strengthen our heart for every good work that we do, all the things we're putting our hand to, let do for the glory of the Lord, and also every word. Jesus is going to judge our, you know, judge our words, and every idle word we give, which means it's not active, not working for God, will be asked, why did we say those things? Why did we let those things come out of our mouth? So our words need to be encouraging. Our words need to be salted with fire. Our words need to be salty and effective. And so we need, and of course, we're not going to do that if our heart is not, you know, have comfort and not, and doesn't have strength. If our heart is weak, and if our heart is in anxiety, then we're not going to be able to give ourselves to every good work, and the words coming out of our mouth are not going to be good. So this is something you need to pray for yourself and pray for your family and pray for your friends and pray for your pastor, that your heart should be comforted and strengthened in every good work and every word that comes out of your mouth.